You're listening to the DVM Podcast Empire.
Now with over 1 million downloads.
1 million downloads.
Find us online at DVMPE.com.
100% free.
1 million percent fan.
And now, the Almost Human Podcast.
Hi, welcome back to the Almost Human Podcast with your host, Sean, Fangirl S.
And Jess.
And we've been gone for a little while. We've been trying not to overwhelm everybody with our fangirliness, because we're sure that's going to happen in just a few more short weeks once Almost Human comes on Fox November 4th, 7 p.m. Central. Check your local listings. And of course, Carl Urban, Michael Ealy,
and J.J. Abrams.
So we will be super excited to see them and hear them and all the fun stuff that goes with that. Now, last time we were talking about possibly getting press passes to New York Comic Con, which I really didn't think was going to happen since I was turned down for local cons. But somehow it did happen. So I am going, and I'm actually leaving in a few short days to head out to New York to actually have a press pass and cover New York Comic Con. As of right now, there was only a screening for Almost Human. I do have an email out to Fox's, one of their press people, to see if there's anything interesting that might happen in regards to Almost Human. So I'm kind of excited to see what might happen with that. There are, a lot of things going on, of course, out there, and I feel like there's so much stuff I'm not going to even be able to cover it all to give you guys really good information. I have a couple interviews set up right now, and I have to be approved for everything when I'm out there, so we're just kind of waiting to see what comes through, although I do have a ton of emails I have to check now. I have a chance to do an interview with Robot Chicken. I put in, so I'm hoping that I get the interview with Matt Seinrich and Brecken Meyer, because they're both awesome. And if that happens, I will probably be like jumping up and down and super giddy, because that'd be my first official, you know, like star kind of interview. I do have an interview with Des Taylor, who is an awesome artist, and he's from Des Pop, so you should check him out online. And then as of right now, there's just a few more. I'm still trying to get my approvals. It's kind of back and forth with, you know, they can only allow so many interviews or press people in, and there's something going on constantly, so I feel like I'm going to be running crazy. I already feel crazy, and I'm not even there yet, but I'm excited, so it's a good crazy. So we've been gone a while, and Jessica has been playing on Pinterest a lot.
It's addictive, and I should have never started this. I need therapy.
Apparently Jessica is addicted to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really? It's Pinterest. Sherlock. Give me some credit. It's not just him and his ridiculous cheekbones, but it's also Martin Freeman and his, like, really, he's really sassy for a British man. You don't expect that for him to be all...
He's adorable.
I'm in love with him a little bit. I'm in love with him and his wife. They're my fangirl crush right now. Well, everyone in Sherlock, particularly, and this is going to come as a surprise, because usually I don't go for tall, really, really skinny women. No, I'm kidding. That got away from me. No, actually, I'm in love with Mark Gatiss right now, who not only writes, but perpetually writes himself into things. He's like, you know, I really like this show. I think I'm going to write an episode. You know what? I really like this episode. I'm going to be in it. Wait, what? So, yes. He's always in Sherlock as Mycroft Holmes, and he makes me so happy. I want to squee. It's like a thing. I don't know. I'm a big fan. I'm also a big fan of Kurt Sutter right now, who tweeted something about how, I guess somebody asked him how he felt about, like, gay marriage, if he was for it or something, and he said, have you watched my show? There is more man love on my show than there is anywhere. It's so great. I love it. So, I'm a big fan of him right now. But no, mostly Sherlock. So, anybody wants to, like, talk about Sherlock, like, hit me up, because I am fangirling over it, like, 24/7.
And we will go over our email and everything again. I mean, don't forget, we're at, on Facebook, Almost Human. You can look up Almost Human Cast, and that's us on Facebook, at Almost Human Pod for Twitter. Our email is almosthumanpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just visit the dvmpe.com and find us and several other podcasts.
For all your favorite shows.
They actually have a lot of them. Walking Dead, which is coming back, and we're really excited.
A
couple more days. Let me see. What are, they have a...
They have a Who, a new Who podcast, which is, that's coming back 11/23. You cannot be not excited about the 50th anniversary. If you are not fangirling over this, you don't have a pulse. It's like a thing. You have to be excited.
And you did just quote David Tennant. Oh, that got away from me. It was totally from Don't Blink.
That got away from me.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Because, yes, we are total Whoians.
All the way, man. All the way. I find that that is the most easily quotable show in probably the world. Although I will throw some weird Sherlock quotes in day-to-day life just because people think it's strange. And they wonder why I'm calling them Detective Inspector Lestrade. I don't care. It's happening.
And just because I mentioned David Tennant, I had finally finished watching Broadchurch, which was the most intense 8-episode show I've ever seen. I loved it. Did not have a clue until the end, because obviously I'm not going to give anything away.
Well, give us some background, though, because I've not seen it at all, and you make me excited, because I know that he is in it. I know that Rory, Arthur Darvill.
Yes, David Tennant. Actually, the woman who was in...
Suspect Zero.
Yes.
Right?
Prisoner Zero.
Suspect Zero is a different thing. from The 11th Hour, which is one of my favorite episodes ever, probably.
Yeah, she was in it. It was really good. Well, the whole premise of the story is small town Broadchurch, and a little boy is found dead, and they're trying to figure out basically who done it. So it's kind of like a murder mystery, but...
Is that the first of several murders, or is that the whole murder?
No, that's the only one. The only murder.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and the guy who's going to be playing... Oh, gosh. I forget his name. He's going to play the first doctor in the movie. And he was also Finch in...
Wait, the first doctor?
Yeah, he's going to play it in the movie.
Oh! And he's also the guy from Game of Thrones. He's Walter Fry.
Yes.
I adore him, and I'm going to forget his name, too.
Oh, my gosh. Totally blank. But he's in it, too. He's awesome.
He's a really great actor.
He is.
I wanted to kill him as
Walter Frey,
but, and of course, anybody who lives in Northwest Indiana will know that there's a Frey who was running for coroner, and I'm like, Red Wedding, oh my god!
It was pretty amusing that we were like, oh my god, that's perfect. We should send that to, Grimm.
That's so Game of Thrones. Oh, and I don't know who said this, but hit me up if you're listening. I doubt you are, but if you are. somebody on Pinterest started calling Grimm, George R. R. Martin, George Really Ruthless Martin, and I just want to say I'm spreading that like wildfire, but I make sure to tell everyone that it's not mine. I stole it from someone off of Pinterest who is infinitely more brilliant and clever than I am, so thank you.
You never know. I mean, maybe it's one of our wonderful listeners.
I'm sure it is.
That we're hoping, since we got super excited that we had a lot of downloads, and I wasn't expecting, so thank you for everybody who is listening.
And they totally
and
were on me, because last time maybe a little bit, maybe it was all me. Maybe I just like the sound of our voice, and I miss you sometimes, and I want to listen to you talk when you're at work and you won't answer my phone calls. I don't know.
Yeah, it's because unfortunately we do have real jobs that
we're working on. That
sucks.
Though. We're working on it.
We're hoping that become awesome podcasters and make this our living, but until such time, I guess we have to pay bills. Sally Mae doesn't take the on, I'll do it later thing.
Well, I don't know.
But anyway, so let me see. We kind of went like all over the board there. So yes, New York Comic Con. I'm super excited. I know there's going to be a Walking Dead panel, which I'm super excited. That's probably going to be the closest I ever get to Norman Reedus, being in a room with him.
Well, because you guys remember, if you were listening, our Norman Reedus fail for Wizard World, and this is not going to happen to her this time. We are sending good things into the universe, like all sunshine and rainbows and fairies, and it's going to happen, and she's going to get like this close to Norman Reedus, and when he says, do you have any questions for me, she's going to say, can I have your babies? We're pretty convinced of it. Me and my husband have discussed this. It's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's going to be what actually popped out instead of any actual real question.
But that does bring up a good point. If there's anyone you know is going to be there that you think, hey, this would be a good question, Fangirl S should ask my person that I love this question, totally email at almosthumanpodcast.gmail, because if it's a good question, she could totally use it. Why not? She'll take, like, her stack of, you know, index cards and be like, my question from so-and-so in Maine.
That would be awesome.
So do it. I think that that's so fun, and I've got questions for her if she... We've been talking about if she gets to talk to Brecken and the gentleman from Robot Chicken.
Matt Feinrich.
We want to know...
Number one question is...
Will we see Bitch Pudding again?
Yes, because that is our favorite character.
Blam! It's my favorite thing ever. It is literally the only thing that I quote anymore besides all of our weird shows, because all I care about is the weird, random, like, Bitch Pudding stuff. It's great. It's a good time.
So, yeah, and if you don't know Robot Chicken and Bitch Pudding, search it on YouTube, because it is hilarious. But make sure you do the one that has, what is it, Baby Needs a Name?
Baby Needs a New Name, because the other one is just Strawberry Shortcake. Although it is
Although that was pretty funny.
But Bitch Pudding is funnier. And if you are at work, be careful, because there is a non-edited one, and it's not suitable for work.
No.
It's very, very vulgar.
Katie Sackhoff is actually the one who voiced her, and I did not know that. So I think that's pretty amusing. Katie Sackhoff, who wanted to be, we were talked about her last time, too, that she wants to be Harley.
A very attractive woman is being Bitch Pudding. Well, blam.
But she's actually, it's a possibility she's going to be put in as, oh god, who was it, Captain Marvel, I think? That she might get actually, put in to do Captain Marvel. And
did you guys hear that James Spader's going to be Ultron?
No.
I'm very, brilliant, right? I mean, I'm very excited.
Yes, he's in that new show, Blacklist, which I've not been able to catch. I think it's only two episodes in. I've heard really good things.
My stepdad and one of my pharmacists are both already addicted, love it to death. Said it's just really, really good television, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I've heard really good things, so hopefully it's really as good as what everybody says it is.
Anything else exciting coming out besides, I mean, our show is super exciting. Walking Dead returning is super exciting, Doctor Who, but any new shows I've heard?
Well, Sleepy Hollow's been out, and DVMPE.com, because there's a Sleepy Hollow cast. And actually, that's pretty good. I caught the first two episodes. I think I missed the third one. No, I cannot remember anybody's name in the cast. I'm horrible. I need notes, but that's technically not mine. I don't need to remember all their names.
All I know about this show is that I saw something about it on Pinterest, and it said something to the effect of, 44 cents in tax? That's a tax of 10%. We have to do something about this.
It's funny. And the guy who plays, of course, Ichabod Crane. Now, maybe it's just me, but every show has to have that, like, super hot guy in it. And
He's that guy.
And he has an accent. So, you know, it's pretty sweet.
Naturally. Darling.
It's pretty sweet.
We were talking.
But so far, it's pretty good, what I've got.
Excellent. Well, we were talking about Benedict moments ago, and he apparently is in everything this year. He had three movies come out at TIFF, which is the Toronto International Film Festival. He was in August Osage County with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts and, like, two dozen other people, basically. And he was in 12 Years a Slave, which he's a sympathetic slave owner. He's the one that actually gets Chiwetel Okafor, I think. He's the initial person who buys him.
Mm.
Of course, Michael Fassbender is the evil slave owner, because Michael Fassbender is evil.
But he's so good-looking.
He was in... There's a third one. Why am I forgetting this? Oh, my goodness, of course. Well, no. The third at the film festival was The Fifth Estate with as Julian Assange.
Oh.
And the WikiLeaks
really
guy.
Weird.
Okay, I think that he's a very attractive man. He has crazy cheekbones, and he's very, like, esoteric-looking almost. He's very ephemeral, and I just don't know if that's how I really am attracted to men. I didn't know this about me, but...
Your husband loves that.
I know, right? And we have the same hair, by the way. We both have very thick, dark, curly hair, which maybe just says something about how much I like myself. But in as Julian Assange, of course, is blonde. His hair is white blonde, and it's so terrifying to me. You would think that I was like, I had a phobia of blondes, which I don't. But something about him as a blonde, I find really, really like, I can't look at your face right now. Oh my god, stop. Stop, don't do it anymore. Oh my god. Which is so funny, because I'm totally fine with him as a ginger. I'm totally into gingers right now. Fangirl S right now is ginger, and I think it's the coolest thing ever. So, I don't know.
Well, we talked about this with Tom Hiddleston, too.
No offense to...
As a blonde, when he's blonde, he looks kind of strange.
He looks like Gene Wilder. He said that. And before that, I was like, he looks like someone. And then after he said that, I'm like, oh my god, it's Willy Wonka. So, This is a very good point. British men who dye their hair brown or ginger, I find infinitely attractive. British men who dye their hair blonde, I'm very creeped out by. I didn't know that about myself. And of course, if you have not been online and watched the trailer for The Hobbit 2, what are you even doing?
Okay, I actually have not seen it.
What are you doing?
I've been working, you know. I've been doing stuff.
No.
Okay. No, you stop. Listen. Because I was lucky enough to have some awesome friends, PJ and Jeannie, which, whether you guys are listening or not, I truly appreciate you letting me stay. The whole press thing for New York came down, and I wasn't expecting it. So, and, of course, paying for a hotel in New York is, like,
hurtful.
Yeah.
Painful.
Would really be painful. Two of the other, they're part of our Comic-Con crew. And two other people, Jimmy and Tom, hi guys, they had already talked to them and they were staying with them because they had planned to go to New York Comic-Con. Oh my gosh, they had their plans like back at San Diego Comic-Con. And so here I am, panicking because I all of a sudden got approved, did not know where to stay, was lucky enough to, you know, for them to offer to put me up at their house. So that made me very happy because then I got to go. So basically all I had to do was pay for airfare, which was awesome. So I had to think of something to do nice for them. And I can basically bake, but I'm thinking, how am I going to hurry up and bake a bunch of cookies for them? And since I'm sure they're not going to hear this before I get over there, I'm baking some cookies, but I also made them a giant blanket, which was made with love and a whole lot of hate because I got really mad at my fabric, if that makes any sense. So I have been doing that for the last week and then trying to come up with questions and trying to take care of everything because unfortunately at work we had somebody quit and so we're trying to replace that person and we've all been running crazy, working crazy hours. And so I have slacked on my geekery and have not been able to check out the, I can't believe I haven't been able to check it out because so many people have been talking about it.
It's 2 minutes and it's fantastic. It literally is so visually amazing, which you expect from Peter Jackson. Mm-hmm. And that's almost unfair because I don't fangirl out over how great something looks because if it didn't, I'd be like, is he sick? Like, are we okay? Was this really him? Was he lying? Like, did he let his kid do this? But it looks outrageously fantastic and Bilbo is, I mean, come on, Martin Freeman is the cutest little man in the world. I want to hug him and fold him up and put him in my pocket.
I know, he's adorable.
And then we get the first look at, like, the actual Smaug, right?
Really?
And the first of Benedict speaking. Because okay. Benedict is not only providing the voice, but he actually did motion capture to do the facial expressions.
Really?
Which, apparently he was really irked because everyone's like, and Benedict Cumberbatch is doing the voice for Smaug. And he's like, F you, I'm doing the bass, and the boys and I worked my ass off, and nobody even cares.
Yeah, he's getting paid two checks there, because he's also doing the Necromancer, which I really don't know how they're working all that in, because we've read The Hobbit, which was like
30 pages. It's not very much book.
So I'm assuming that's also rolling in, was it the Sumerian?
Some of his other lore.
Right.
It's gotta be, right? I mean, and I think they're
or just
they're
everything
going to
they
really,
alluded to
really and enhance things and really, you know, make things, you know, and obviously.
Well, the whole elf kingdom was elf kingdom. What the heck did I say?
Elvish kingdom. The Elvish kingdom.
They have expanded that because it looked. I mean,
it does look totally.
It does not play the way I pictured it in the book.
Well, and you know what? I feel like they were. I know that all of the people who really, really love the book are going to hate me when I say this, but I felt like the first one was really good, and I felt like, despite having been so long, right, it still was very faithful to the parts of the book that I felt were just absolutely indispensable, and the part, I mean, of course, is the 23-page conversation with Gollum, mm-hmm. I feel like was absolutely, if not identical to the book, done in such a respectful way, so we'll see what happens. It could be horrible. I doubt it.
No, I don't think it's going to be bad. It's just, I feel like they tried to do so much with this little book. So, we'll see what happens. I am excited. So, no hate mail, please. I am excited to see this. And, oh my gosh, our table is creaking like crazy. It's just because it's October. And
maybe.
We are, You know,
it's looking forward to it's all Halloween. Fall.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
It was like 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, it was like 3 days. I don't know how about everybody else where you're at. It was really warm here. We had the air on. And then last night, I wanted to turn the heat on because it was really cold. I don't understand.
It rained and it dropped like 20 degrees. So me and Ed had the window open in the middle of the night. I'm like, no, this is not happening. I'm shutting this window.
You know, it's like time to pull out the flannel sheets. Okay, anyway, come back to our fandoms.
Never time to pull out the flannel sheets. Or the flannel sheets. I don't know what these are.
Did I say that? I got up for work really early. I'm really tired.
I hate early. 5 o'clock in the morning shouldn't exist.
I can't believe there's a 5 a.m.
I've never seen
that. I've seen four. It's usually when it used to be when I was coming home from the bar, but...
Oh. The only time I've ever seen four is when I'm waking up early for a flight.
Yeah. That's not
four. Four sucks.
Anyway.
Even 4 p.m. is not my favorite.
So, we were still doing the 7 degrees, 6 degrees. 6 degrees?
However many degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, so we're still doing that for J.J. Abrams, which we will post it online because I'm thinking more people see our online than pay attention that we're still doing the game. Because, like I said, got that email out to the Fox rep, so maybe I can get some awesome Fox Studio stuff for it.
Yay.
But if nobody plays then and I get a signed copy of Carl Urban's picture, then forget you, it's mine. So you guys better play.
Oh, well, you're really...
Why they just keep
you're really gonna give, you're really going to give away anything that Carl Urban touched?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not going to, like, you're not going to hold onto it and lick it sometimes? My precious! My precious!
I'll turn into Gollum for real and be like, oh, my precious.
Hopefully you keep your hair, though. It'd be really weird.
Yeah, going bald would be kind of strange. But hey, we can get wigs. Whatever.
That's
true. I can get pink hair then all of a sudden. Well, anime on you. What are you going to do then?
I don't know. And blue hair for the TARDIS.
There we go.
That'd awesome. Be perfect. I like it already.
So, in case anyone's wondering, I am not cosplaying for New York Comic Con. Mostly because I'm trying not to actually check a bag. Not that it's going to cost me anything because I get a bag free. But I don't want to have to try to carry a ton of stuff out there. Like I said, I'm staying with friends. Trying not to have like things everywhere. And if it's anything like San Diego, I had stuff all over that room.
And I don't know if it's just me, but I'm always petrified of losing stuff, like losing your suitcase, in which case you'd be so screwed in New York.
Oh, I know.
You would spend more than your flight to get all the crap you need, which is...
Like, I just need some jeans and t-shirts.
There's a,
But if anyone's going to be out there, I will have a DVMP... Well, actually, it says DVM Podcast Empire shirt on at least one day. Probably two. I have my Comic-Con crew jersey, which actually says Fangirl S on the back. Bright yellow, Comic-Con crew. You're probably not going to miss us. There's several of us going to be wearing them. So if you see me and you want to say hi, feel free. Because it'd just be kind of exciting to actually...
Meet a fan.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
While we're speaking about Comic-Cons, we were discussing this at dinner, and we decided... I had mentioned offhand as a kind of joke, well, I'm going to go to Paris Comic Con, and my husband just kind of rolled his eyes, and then we figured, we wanted to know what Paris Comic Con would be like, so if anybody's been there, like, hit us up, I would like to know real time, but...
Or any kind of con, any cons outside of the U.S.,
but basically. In my head specifically, I'm like, you know what, nobody at Paris Comic Con is dressing up, no one. They're wearing berets and black and white striped shirts, and they're carrying around croissants and really strong coffee, and maybe a poodle at their ankle. And they're just, like, talking about how much they hate everything, which is the least nerdy thing in the world, right? Hating everything, being really hipster, like, fangirls and, like, fan guys and every kind of fan and, like, geeky, fun people are, like, overjoyed and, like, super, like, Christmas excited about things. And I just can't see anyone French being this excited ever. It's, like, they're the opposite of the Marines, right? Because the Marines are, like, huzzah and, like, you know, really, really excited all the time. And I'm not excited about, like, a lot of things. But I'm excited about some things, and French people just don't seem to be excited about anything. So, literally hit us up, because if you've met a Parisian that's super fangirly excited about something, I want to write them a thank you note.
I don't know. I know there's some people from the UK Comic-Con crew, which I think listen to us. I don't know. I think at least one. And I know he's Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard, I love her name.
He is awesome, and he was like super excited about everything. And
well, that's but he's British.
Yes.
He's probably so super British. In which case, he probably likes who?
He does.
Oh well, of course. Hello, if you're a male and in the Britain, like the whole island, maybe, you should like who? It's like a rule. In fact, every British man I've ever met has said, "I love that stuff," and every British woman I've ever met has been like, "I might have seen it a couple of times when I was a kid," and I'm like,
"I don't understand.
Wah, what do you mean you don't watch it?" But yeah, so of course, he's British. He has, like, awesome TV, and he probably, like, has really, really good taste.
He's awesome. He is, actually, he has, oh, I don't even know what I'm going to say. Leonard, you're awesome. That's all
Leonard,
I can say.
Leonard, for next Comic-Con, you should schedule a layover in Chicago so I can meet you, and you can be on our podcast.
That would be awesome.
Really, really, I mean it.
Or we actually get
we like Chicago.
Jess to come out to Comic-Con, and we can actually do a group podcast. He does stuff online. He's on Google Plus. He has community on there. No, I don't have everything because again, I'm so scatterbrained as of late. I'm sorry. Just look up Leonard.
That's gonna be really, really hard. Also, I'm gonna quote Doctor Who again. That you can tell that I don't get around much because of my sofa. I'm starting to look like it. Remember in The Lodger, the doctor's like, "I can tell you don't really travel much from your sofa," and Craig's like, "From my sofa?" And he's like, "You're starting to look like it."
That's horrible.
I love it. It's hilarious. But
I'm gonna try to look Leonard up right now.
Regardless,
it's awesome.
Hit us up, Leonard. I'm a big fan of yours. I've never even met you, but I like British people, obviously, as announced embarrassingly about my proclivities. Sorry.
Yeah. Leonard, he's actually managed to share some of my information, some of my write-ups from our Google Plus page, especially when I wrote about Pins and Needles. That's that local comic that I had. He had shared it with a couple different comic communities, and I'm really hoping that it helps them a lot because, seriously, he's awesome. He does so much stuff in just basically the geeky community, I guess, would be the best way to put him. Okay, so it's Leonard Sultana, S-U-L-T-A-N-A. You can find him on Google+. He has a couple different he does a Comic-Con group. He's on a couple other ones, but he puts super geeky stuff on, and he did a chat with, I'm trying to remember everybody who was on it. A couple of people from who worked with Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. Obviously, when I say Comic-Con, I mean San Diego. And sometimes I let it slip and I mean something else, but I don't. It's really San Diego.
If she doesn't specify,
it's San
Diego. Probably San Diego. it's like in Doctor Who, the library. I don't have to tell you which one. The library.
True, true. There's only one, and there's one awesome one.
You just need a big capitalized D.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I love the library. That's all I'm saying. I really am just, it's ridiculous how much I'm there, and I don't care. Oh, also, speaking of the word Sultana, I just read a book where this little pregnant woman was calling her little baby that they didn't know yet what it was, the Sultana. Which is very ironic, if that's his real name. Is that your real name?
It is. I do believe it is. Let's see. He's from...
I like it. It's good.
What the heck is that? Cleekheaton? West Yorkshire?
I don't know if that's a word. But Yorkshire I like. I like the word
West
Yorkshire.
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 I just love his cover.
So is this like... Oh! Shwarma!
Yes. So he has... So if you're looking for him, his cover is like the baby Avengers having shawarma. That's awesome.
This is really fun. I like it.
And then don't forget us on
Saturday night dinners.
Sunday night dinners.
Was it Saturday at one
point? No, it was Sunday.
We used to have Saturday night dinners, and now we don't have dinners at all.
And you can always find me on Google
Nerdgasm
Plus, Nerdgasmatic,
and all kinds of other things. Yes. Just Google Fangirl S, and she's like.
But if you're on Google, if you're on Google Plus, there's a picture of me as my TARDIS with somebody dressed like the 10th Doctor.
TARDIS.
Yes, it was awesome. I had fun because I seen him. I'm like, oh, can I get your picture? And he said it at the same time, so I was of course super psyched because oh my god, somebody wanted my picture. Because I am a nerd like that. What are you going to do?
Hey, did we ever post on our page on Facebook our pictures from Wizard World? Of us as the doctors with the TARDIS and Riversong and the Weeping
so.
Angels?
I think so. Put that up.
I think we should make the one of us and the Weeping Angels one of our pictures. Like, one of our main ones. It would be wicked cute.
Well, I did put the cast crew as our banner.
I like that. It's very helpful. It shows what it is, but we should have one of us, too. I like us. We're cute. You should be able to see our cuteness.
Although sometimes I like the illusion. Like, yes, I am super tiny.
Well,
and
fine,
like,
then. Put up a picture of Kim Basinger for whatever. We'll put your face on, like, Scarlett Johansson's body and tell everyone to ignore the fact that you are little tan.
The face
in the face. Oh, speaking of other things to fangirl over, there's been a dearth of movies lately. I feel like we usually go to the movies every week or two. And yes. I feel like the only one I've seen recently, I did see Don John, because I do really, really love...
Yeah, she went by herself.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I went by myself in the middle of the day. There were three other people there, including two old ladies, by the way, which I love to see, like, old blue-haired ladies at the movie. And this movie was entirely, like, half of it was porn. So I just want anybody out there who's really, really squeamish or kind of a prude, because I'm kind of a prude sometimes, to know that it's really, really...
Is that why you went by yourself? So we
explicit.
Weren't be like, oh my god, and giggle like 12-year-old
well,
boys?
Well, you know what?
We
even
are.
The giggling was... It was not very funny. Oh. A lot of the movie was very awkward.
Oh, really?
Which, I mean, obviously he wrote and directed it, which is, again, one of the reasons I'm like, well, I'm going to give it a try, because I really support
loves him.
I think he's great. I think he's one of the very few actors in our generation that so far has done different things. Whereas Ryan
True.
Reynolds is consistently the same guy, and I love him, but I think he is really... His face is a disservice to him, and don't take that the wrong way, because he is a very handsome man.
He's
but
lovely.
He can't... He doesn't do interesting roles, because you can only see him as Van Wilder or the Green Lantern. That's it. I feel bad for him. You know, he's so good-looking that he doesn't get to, like, do interesting roles.
Oh, but you know what? You can't say that, because look at Ryan Gosling.
But he's willing and often makes himself look not good-looking. Place Behind the Pines, he was terrifying. And, like, he gained,
can't
like...
not look good-looking.
He was still... No, he was not handsome in that at all. I don't know what you're smoking. He was not handsome. She's on E or something.
He's
it's not things.
No, I say I'm not.
No, she's not. I'm teasing. I don't even think that's a thing. It's what the cool kids are doing or something.
I think
that's
Molly
what I hear.
Or some crap. Who knows what it's called.
But, and there was something that he gained a bunch of weight for, too. That he was not at all attractive, but he was really, really good in. But regardless, my point still stands. I feel like Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the only person in his 30s that's doing almost like what Johnny Depp does, where the guy that he plays in The Lookout is nothing like the guy in 50-50, is nothing like the guy in Don John, is nothing like the guy in Looper. He's doing really different roles, and I love it. I think it's great. So, I went to see it, and no spoilers, but it doesn't end the way you think it should.
I think I have an idea, but I'm not going to say it yet.
And mouth it to me. I want to know what you think.
No, we'll do it after.
I want to know, but I need to know. Anyway, so...
You should write it down.
Spell it out like peas.
I'll take that challenge.
But, think British and slang. But, it was super awkward. It was very well written. It was not what I expected. There was a lot of boobs in it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm totally fine with boobs. Not Scarlett Johansson's. Also not really a surprise. She has to save that till she's older and doesn't really have anything else, you know, else exciting going on in her career. And she's not a nice person. He wrote this role for her, obviously. He actually went to her and he was like, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend. I want Tony Danza to be my father. Done. But I really wonder what she was thinking reading this. Like, he must think I'm a bee. Like, I'm not a nice person, I'm really materialistic, and I'm kind of, like, a brat, and, like, a princess, and I don't know if that's what I really am. Like, maybe I'm not self-aware. But, so it was definitely good, and I'm totally not going to see Gravity, no matter how many people tell me it's fantastic.
Oh my god, I've heard nothing but good things.
Even Rotten Tomatoes is, like,
terrifying.
Okay,
I'm like, do I want to feel like I'm going to suffocate because you're just in space?
I'm so claustrophobic in general that, like, when I went to see The Descent, and I've told you this, but I was in the very back row, and I'm literally, like, leaning back and, like, pushing against, like, the side of the chairs because I felt so, like, stifled. And I was in the back row. It was a movie. But I cannot take it, and I'm like, dude, I don't care how, even Ed... Ed's friend that's the bear and doesn't go out of the house practically because he's hibernating, went to see it today, and he's like, it was literally the best movie I've seen in years. Wow. It was fantastic. I'm not going to see it. It terrifies me. And I want to see Rush, but everybody's like, it's like 3.5 hours long, and it's a heavy movie, and I don't know if I feel like this.
I might totally go see it, because it's got Thor.
It does have Thor. It's got skinny Thor. Why not?
With his accent.
Oh, no. How cute is that?
He actually gets to talk with his accent.
How cute is that? Little baby Thor with an accent.
Because not Thor has had his time.
Oh, speaking of, by the way, I didn't know Tom Hiddleston was as fun as Tom Hiddleston is. I guess I should have guessed it. Because he's adorable.
He is adorable.
But apparently he was bored one day on set. And he stole the cap shield and the hammer and took a phone picture, an iPhone picture, whatever, of himself with them. And then texted it to Chris and Chris and said, guys, I'm not giving them back. Come on. How can we not hang out with this guy? We need to find out where he lives and, like, be like, we're not weird. We just want to buy you a beer.
My friend, Laura, has been posting, of course, tons of pictures of Tom Hiddleston.
Is this the pharmacist, Laura, or?
No, the one who did our dolls, Laura.
Yeah, Laura!
Yes. And she is cracking me up, because she had a dream, and I said, this is going to be a thing. It's going to call, it, we're going to start the Hiddlespoon, is what it's called. It's called the Hiddle, not what you think. She had a dream that would be awesome. That there was a magical spoon that when you got it in your possession, Loki, wait, I don't remember if it was specifically Loki or Tom Hiddleston, will come and do your bidding. And she said she went through every spoon in her drawer. She said, maybe I need to go to IKEA and try every single spoon there. And so she posts a picture with Loki looking kind of sad. And it says, I just wish somebody would find my spoon. Hashtag, the Hiddle Spoon.
Oh my god, I love that. I love that to death.
It was so funny. And she is, like, huge, huge Tom Hiddleston fan. Which, of course,
how can you not
we are.
Be
he's
so
adorbs.
Great.
But she's also a huge fan of Once Upon a Time and Robert Carlyle. And somebody's like, how can you be a fan of both? One's going to be jealous of the other. And she's like, whatever, there's plenty, you know, we'll wear one out and then go to the next. But, you know, there's always the Hiddlespoon. So,
That's so great.
I think the Hiddlespoon has to be a thing, kind of like, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
And Thor and not Thor. I agree. I think Hiddlespoon is going to be a thing. We're going to spread it like wildfire. Feel free to participate in this.
Hashtag Hiddlespoon.
Hashtag Hiddlespoon. I want to tweet it right now. I have this thing where apparently Tom Hiddleston and Benedict Cumberbatch apparently live down the street from each other.
That's crazy.
In London, which is where apparently everyone rides the tube,
so it's a
and like
super
famous
sexy street.
Handsome sexy men just like get on the bus with you and can we share a cab? And I'm just like, I will kill you. I feel like we need to move to London because all these London people are meeting them, and I'm over here like crying in the rain.
There's a picture of David Tennant on the subway or the tube, whatever they call it, just sitting there, hat on, headphones, and I'm like, I would not be able to sit still.
Freaking everyone. Everyone's riding the tube. It's making me crazy. And the fact that they live next door to each other, I'm like, this is a very, very attractive street. Like,
apparently, people are much more polite in London in regards to seeing celebrities on, like, trains and everything because they posted, I've seen Tom Hiddleston, like, standing there. How would you not? I would be jumping up and down and be like, oh my god, it's you!
Oh my god.
Or I'd just be sitting there, like, you know, like, not saying anything, but you see me bouncing with my eyes about the size of saucers. And they'd be like, oh god, something's wrong with her.
It's one of them. I think she's having a seizure.
She's a yank.
Aww.
I think they would instantly know that I'm not local.
They'd be like, you're not from around here.
No.
They wouldn't say it like that. That's just how I envision it in my head.
They'd look and roll their eyes. Like, oh, a yank. Okay, they don't know how to act.
I just feel like, how is it possible that, like, all that attractiveness is concentrated to that very small island? But it is. Somehow. Well, all the pretty people are British right now.
We have a lot around here. Well, not necessarily around here. In the U.S. Let me rephrase that. But they all seem to be from America Junior. We gotta talk about Canada.
Oh, Canada. Hi, oh, Canada. Isn't Nathan Fillion Canadian?
It's like one of my favorite actors right now. He's from Canada. Although Nathan Fillion is awesome and I love
Canada. I really love him. He's great. I want him to do like loads of things. I want him to be in all kinds of movies because
shout out to our awesome people up in Canada that we love too. Hi no, David.
I'm trying to make him more Canadians.
Like more, everybody, I swear.
I mean we're not counting Justin Bieber against you, Canada. It's not. We're not going to bother you with that because we've had like kind of weird people too and.
Kind of weird people.
We're going to let it go.
Is it Nicki Minaj from around here?
Oh.
From the U.S.?
She doesn't even speak English. I don't know what's going on. But,
she's an alien. The answer is obviously aliens.
Hashtag obviously aliens. It's true.
Yes. I did a road trip recently with another girlfriend of ours. Hi, Amanda.
And she's not listening.
The whole time. The whole time anything happened, I don't know what it was, but it just worked. It was, everything was obviously aliens.
Ed will be happy to know that, because he really is doing it all the time.
It was. I don't know. We didn't plan it. It was just everything was, the answer is obviously aliens. Oh, I have no signal. Oh, I'm in roaming. Oh, obviously all of a sudden aliens. I'm back. Obviously aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Text message doesn't go through, and then it does, and then 12 go through, and the answer is obviously aliens.
It's my fave. I can't wait till there's more ancient aliens on. And I don't care that that makes me a geek or weird or kind of silly. Get over it. I really love it. All the weird, like, alien stuff. And I'm just thinking, this could totally happen. The doctor's out there.
So we were preparing. We're always preparing. Just go. Anyway, we're pseudo preparing for our zombie apocalypse.
Yes, correct.
So, Jess and her husband have actually made bug-out bags.
No. Let's get this right. My husband has made bug-out bags and placed one in my car. And then he's like, by the way, you have a bug-out bag in your car with this, a gun, a bunch of ammunition, all this other stuff, you know, some MREs, like a bulletproof moose.
I'm
like,
bulletproof moose?
Not really the moose, although I think that could be useful. Some tarp and, like, I'm like, what are you doing? What do you want with me? He's like, I want you to be prepared. I'm trying to save your life. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, the government's going to shut down for serious, and then the stock market's going to crash, and everyone's going to go crazy and start looting and killing each other, and, you know, what's going to happen? I'm like, no, what's going to happen? He's like, zombies. Obviously, no, it's not going to be zombies, but crazy people. Also, hello, I did not know this. Fun fact, and you didn't know this is also going to be an educational podcast. If you didn't see the article about the 10 most, like, violent states, number 3 is Alaska. There's, like, 12 people there. What are you doing? And number 2...
Bear attack.
You want
to dance?
No, do you want to know why? This is the scary part. All the other states were, like, really low education areas and, like, poor and depressed and, like, high violent crime, high property crime. Alaska doesn't have very high, like, violent crime or property crime. It's got a really high instance of rape. Like, 79 in, like, 100,000 or something. The highest in the country. Wow. The second highest is, like, half that or something in South Dakota. And I'm like, really? There's, like, 3 girls there and, like, a million guys, and they've just decided, I'm going to have rape for dinner. Like, what are you kidding me? Why is this okay? I'm not moving to Alaska, and if I do, I'm carrying my SR-40 and come after me at your own risk and come after Sean at your own risk because she will shoot you not where you're expecting it.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
I went shooting the other day. And again, this has nothing to do with anything geeky, but
But
I had my zombie target up is what it was. So with my rifle, I apparently am the zombie slayer because I can do headshots. With a handgun, I'm the eunuch maker. So, you know.
Unless you want to be Varys. Don't come after her.
So apparently you need to look that up if you're not quite sure what a eunuch is.
How do you not know what a eunuch is? I mean,
not
maybe.
Everybody knows.
You don't watch Game of Thrones. Watch Game of Thrones. You'll know all kinds of really bad shit you shouldn't be doing.
Oh, God.
It's like a list of thou shalt nots for everyone.
That's true.
Although, actually, in that, the worse off you are, the better chance you're going to have to live. It's the good guys that are not making it.
Yeah,
I won't tell you who.
I said it. Barry did.
Aw, every time you ask when the next book's coming out, Grimm kills another Stark. Just saying, don't do it. And I'm really worried about Patrick Rothfuss still, because the book's never coming out, and I don't really want him to do ugly things to Kvothe in the meantime. Like, the more people irritate him, I'm like, please don't hurt my guy. He's a ginger, and I love him.
I think he was going to be there. Wasn't he going to be in New York?
He may be. Can you tell me?
Oh, no, Wheel of Time. The author of Wheel of Time.
Brian Sanderson? No, maybe.
You're going to make me look stuff up.
See, no, don't do
I have it. To start, like, from now on, I'm going to have notes before I start, because apparently I have problems.
You need a list. Bullet points. Otherwise, we do this.
A large list.
Otherwise, we do this.
Otherwise, we just kind of ramble. But see, once we actually have our show, we will know exactly what we're going to talk about.
We're still going to ramble. Don't lie. Don't tell them lies. We're going to have, but we will have at least, we're never going to be like the most, like, deep. We're not going to be like structurally analyzing and like talking about like writing alchemy and stuff. That's not, I don't know what that is. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm going to be like, Carl Urban was so hot.
He's so pretty.
Michael Ealy was so hot.
Why is he still wearing clothes? That's what's going to happen. But we will talk about the plot. We will talk about like theories we have, theories that people might have, what we like, what we maybe think could be different.
I don't know how we're going to have theories from the first
one. I'm going to have theories. Dude, seriously, Doctor Who and Sherlock and Moffat killing people that I love has made me have theories about everything. I now have weird theories about why, like, I've decided that everybody that was ever in Doctor Who, mm-hmm. that is now in a weird show, was really actually legitimately touched by an angel. And so the reason that Jorah Mormont is in Westeros with Dany is because he was touched by an angel in the angel episodes with Matt Smith. And the reason Watson and Sherlock are in where they are instead of where Khan is and where Bilbo is are because they were touched by an angel in London sometime.
That's hilarious.
And Sally Sparrow, the reason she's in Great Gatsby is because she was touched by an angel. I mean, come on. What is wrong with my head? But it's true. Why did you blink, Sally Sparrow? Why did you blink?
Exactly. Well, wait, no. Sally lived.
But she ended up in the Great Gatsby.
Oh, dur. Okay, there's like tons of people going to be there, and of course I can't find anything specific because I am having a moment.
There's rather a lot of them.
Moments? Yes, I have a lot of those. I have CRS. Can't remember, and you can fill in the S.
Stuff.
We'll just say squat.
Stuff.
But
Andrew Lincoln, I love you so much, and you're kind of like brilliant
awesome.
Hair. I just think it's great. And I think it's weird when I hear you speaking in your actual accent now because I'm not used to it.
Aisha Tyler, who does another awesome podcast. So maybe she can give me some pointers since I'm there and Jess will not be with me, which still makes
Chloe
me angry.
Grace Moretz. Carrie. Come on.
I know.
How exciting is that?
Well, Tom's super excited to see her. He's getting his autograph.
Michonne.
Yes.
I'm totally into Michonne right now. I want her to like kick ass and take names. It's a thing.
There are some, like, awesome people, of course, going to be
Felicia Day, Frank Darabont. What are all these awesome people
George
doing?
George Romero.
What, are you kidding me?
The, what do you say, father, grandfather?
Of zombies
of
everywhere.
Of zombies, yes. He is freaking awesome, and I'm so happy he's going to be there. And I have to find a way to get to him. And, of course, John Barrowman, our favorite.
He has nothing else to do. He just likes to go around to people who love him. He really just wants to, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. If you find John LaJoy, who by the way sings a really vulgar song on YouTube that we had to do a really embarrassing dance now, he's on the league.
That Show Me Your Genitals guy?
That Show Me Your Genitals.
Oh my god.
And by the way, on the league, okay, on the show, he's really, really scary. Or on the song, he's like kind of like
creepy?
Scary?
Yeah,
but on the show, as Taco, I find him really attractive. In a ditzy kind of, I don't know what the hell he's saying kind of way. And I now have a real big problem because I'm like, oh crap, I can't like this guy. He's, show me your genitals.
He's
but I
weird.
Do.
Yes, there's some awesome people. I'm hoping to get, I'm not going to be able to get interviews with a lot of these people. I mean, or any of these people probably. But it'd be awesome. Kellan Lutz is going to be there. Yes, he's from Twilight. I don't care.
He's very handsome. But you know what? He's never going to be as cool as Kevin Smith.
Yes, if you Kevin Smith's going to be there, and I think I would just...
I'm like, can you sign my microphone,
which I'm not even have with me. He'll probably think that's, like, code for something.
Ooh, that is so
good. I'd be like, no, really, shit, I don't have my microphone.
You're like, hey, I just want to... Oh, that's the guy the league guy that's actually married to the girl in the league, who's not...
Nobody can see you pointing. This
isn't
TV.
His name is Mark Duplass, and he's actually married to the girl who's married to somebody else in the show, and I find him hilarious. Oh my god, Norman Reedus. You're just gonna die.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
What's the chance that she comes back as a puddle? Like, I think it's high.
No, wait a minute. Patrick Stewart's gonna be there. Freaking Patrick Stewart.
Can I just, like,
awesome.
Rub his face gently?
He's so awesome.
In a non-creepy way.
He has aged so well.
Oh my god.
Go back to Dune. Like,
it doesn't
way
even
back.
Matter.
And he, first of all, he's like never had hair, I swear. But he's such a good looking man.
I have a theory about this, and it's because of. It's because of the podcast with your man and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Nerdist. They had a theory about the reason that the guy in Looper, Bruce Willis, looks so great still, and everyone. It's like he hasn't changed in 40 years. Mm-hmm. Because he's not put on weight, and he basically has had no hair for, like, 30 years. He looks the exact same, and so does Patrick Stewart. I think he's still a knockout. I don't even care. I'm a big fan. Colin Baker!
Yes, Colin Baker. From Doctor Who, and...
The doctor that, you know...
He's in The Hobbit, right?
No, that's Sylvester McCoy.
Oh, I totally the wrong doctor.
Although I very much would love to meet Sylvester McCoy.
I just totally lost Radagast. 100 points there.
I do love Radagast. I hate old wizards and fairy tales. They always turn out to be him. Jason David Frank does nothing with his life except go to... Like, the Green Ranger is a thing. I didn't even know this was a thing. But he's everywhere.
He's a little past our time.
He really, really loves...
He's at every convention, I swear. Ever. I don't know how he's not, like, jet lagged consistently. I would just be dead.
Maybe he just doesn't sleep. Like, it doesn't catch up with you if you just never, ever go to sleep.
I guess. It's kind of crazy, but whatever. Anyway, yeah, so we're looking through. Everybody's going to be at New York Comic Con because these are awesome people. And Paul Amos from Lost Girl.
Nicholas Briggs that does the Daleks. Dude, if you get him saying, welcome to you're listening to DVMPE in his Dalek voice, I will literally die. I'll die.
Awesome. I've actually got confirmation, and I didn't tell you this yet, that they are releasing a Madame Tussauds wax statue of Nick Fury. So it's with Sam Jackson.
You're messing with me.
And I'm going to be there for the premiere of it. It's on Thursday, like the unveiling. And I'm really hoping that somehow Sam Jackson is there.
Fun story.
That would be awesome if he was. He may not. He probably won't be. But that would be so awesome.
Fun story about Nick Fury. Apparently when they were filming The Avengers, they were filming in New Mexico. And Nick Fury apparently is a Walking Dead fan. No, this is not Walking Dead. I got Walking Dead on the head. I'm like, wait, no, this is wrong. This is all wrong. They were filming Breaking Bad in the same building. So he, in full fury, right, goes over there. I love that. I'm going to use that. Goes over and, like, sneaks onto the set, and it's just in the background. And, of course, the guys are like, we see you. You can't be in the shot. And he's like, but, dude, I'll even take the eye thing off, and I'll be in it, and it'll be awesome. And, come on, that's such a great story. And they're like... No, go back to your side. I'm like, that's totally mean. Like, wouldn't be in Breaking Bad.
Okay, well, we all know in every movie, Sam Jackson drops a lot of F-bombs.
He likes the F-word.
Which I'm okay with.
I'm fine with. I think he's awesome.
But being at work, we're like, how cool would that be? To have, great, I don't want to spit up pop anywhere. To have him, like, actually say something and be like, he's blue shots and
F this,
get
F
your
that.
F blue shot now.
These effing snakes on this effing blade.
He is awesome, and that would be the most awesome. Come on, tell me that wouldn't be awesome. Just get him as a clip.
I have never.
He can just say my name, and I'd be like, oh my god, it's awesome.
Okay, I don't think I've probably discussed this yet, but it was going to come up anyway eventually. I have a deep and abiding love for the movie, Lucky Number 11. And part of the reason for that is because Morgan Freeman says the F word. And it's just like hearing God cuss.
He did play God.
When God speaks in my head, like if I think God's talking, it's gonna happen in Morgan Freeman's voice. It hasn't happened yet.
That's funny because I can just picture from Dogma, you have Alan Rickman as the voice.
I love Alan Rickman. I want him to be Sherlock's dad in Sherlock. How friggin' awesome is Alan Rickman in general?
He's pretty awesome. He's great.
But I'm just saying, Morgan Freeman saying the F word. And if you haven't watched the movie, Grandma, get him. He wants Grandma.
Apparently.
Watch the last 20 minutes where Ben Kingsley, Sir Ben Kingsley, and Morgan Freeman are talking in the room. It's maybe the best conversation that's ever taken place on film. It's epic.
It's just so much stuff going on, like, everywhere. There's so many movies coming out that we're, like, super excited about.
The fall is going to be really good for movies, because this summer's been kind of...
kind of hit or miss. Yeah, because...
Earlier in the summer was great.
I'm trying to remember what the heck I've been to last.
Was Superman this summer?
Yeah.
Was great.
Okay, the last thing I remember fully was Cornetto Trilogy that we went to go see.
That was so great.
That was awesome. Because we love Simon Pegg.
And Martin Freeman and Nick Frost. You know what? I can't get over how much Nick Frost in it. I totally forgotten that he was one of the dwarves in Snow White, the Huntsman. And I'm like, that dude is Nick Frost. That little dude is Nick Frost, and I know it. And I sat around and watched the trailer or the credits because I'm like, I know him. I know that man. And I love all the little dwarves because it was like Bob Hoskins was amazing and. Ray Winston. I love all of these older British men, and why are they ruining my life?
Because apparently you need to move to Britain.
Life ruiners. They're life ruiners.
And ride the tube and meet all these awesome people.
It's true.
I know they have a lot of cons out there.
I'm trying to decide who I would cry over.
Cardiff Con or something. I don't know.
Okay, if we were in Cardiff... we would go to the Doctor Who experience.
Oh my gosh.
We would fangirl out over that.
So if you want, we should, okay, so if anybody wants to, you know,
sponsor us
to go over to see Cardiff, we will videotape it. We will, every second, every inch of
we'll try to steal an ashtray if you want. Like, I don't know. We will do.
Can you do a Kickstarter for a trip? I mean, I don't know.
I love Kickstarter. I'm a huge fan. So, I don't know. I think we should try and make this happen.
Kickstart our trip to Cardiff. Oh, wait. It's called saving money. Oh,
that's no fun. And you can't between all your 30,000 cons that you go to.
I haven't been It's really difficult.
Really difficult in between all the San Diegos and New Yorks and the jet setting that you do around the country.
Oh, yes. And so, it's going to be, what do we figure? 7 states in 2 weeks' time is what I've hit with my road trip, and then now hitting, because technically I go into Philly, and then Jersey, and then New York.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm going to hit Philly, and I've never been in Philly. I'll be in their airport for about 10 minutes.
Hey.
So I can get out.
It counts. In my experience, awesome it counts. That's the only way I've seen California, by the way, is from the inside. No, I take that back. I did drive along the coast for a bit to catch a boat.
To catch a boot.
Yes.
Das boot?
No, yes, well, yes, a boot. That boot.
Oh my gosh, I think we're starting to get slap happy.
It could happen.
It could. Okay. So, we should wrap this up, because we've kind of gone off on, like, a total
tangent. Every tangent possible.
But, you know, like the doctor says, time isn't a strict linear progression.
No, it's not a cause to effect.
It's li-
timey-wimey.
It's wibbly-wobbly. Timey-wimey stuff. Okay, so once again, we're glad you stopped by, listened to us ramble for a while. So, don't forget, Facebook, Almost Human Cast, Twitter, @ Almost Human Pod. Our email is almosthumanpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at dvmpe.com, along with all the awesome podcasts that go on with
our... all your other favorite shows.
And there are quite a lot. So you should stop and support all of our people, because we're all awesome.
And definitely hit us up. Like, we want to hear from people. We want, you know, we will shout you out. We will answer questions. We will debase ourselves. In ways that you can only... No, probably not.
No, I know a lot of people. Let's not go there.
We'll definitely try and respond in any possible way. And we love to hear from people. We love to hear ourselves talk. So definitely hit us up, especially if you have any good questions for people that Sean may or may not run into, or at the 6 degrees of J.J. Abrams. And if you can bring him up to Ben, if you can put Benedict in one of those, I may make you the worst batch of cookies ever and send them to you.
Worst.
Or Martin.
Wait, I thought we already did Martin Freeman.
Did we?
Well, yeah, because you can get the Martin Freeman to Simon Pegg.
To Benedict. Yeah, that's no good. Okay, never mind. I take it back. We just did it for you. It doesn't count.
So if you can get a better one. I want some, like, somebody work it out and send me, like, a really good one. I want, like, Clint Eastwood or something.
Well, like, Bela Lugosi or something. That would be really, really hard.
I don't know. You never know, like, because look at all the Harry Potter kids. Somehow you can get back to everybody because they're all related to,
There's 12 British actors, 2 sets, 1 umbrella that Mark Gatiss and Clara share, and heartbreak, okay? That's what BBC has, and it's ruined my life.
Okay, so again, we hope you enjoyed our ramblings as we just go on and on for a while, and we apologize for those who are like, what are these girls talking about? We will be on track very soon.
The show comes up, we are serious. We are very serious journalists about the show.
I will be doing it. Well, not I. We will be doing at least one more podcast. She'll mostly be doing it. When I get back from New York.
Anything exciting that happened.
Yeah, so we can talk about everything. Maybe plug in some of the interviews that I'm hoping I actually get through and not, like, break down crying for some reason. But I don't think there's anybody I'm going to cry over. Although I will be pretty psyched if I actually get the Breckenmeyer and Matt Seinrich.
If you meet Norman Reedus, you're going to, like, spontaneously combust. I will never see you again. I just want you to know I love you. I'm serious.
This is why I'm trying to get one of my peeps in so they can be like photographer.
Lifeline.
Don't cry, Sean. They'll pinch me or something to make sure I don't cry.
Lifeline. Yes. No.
Pam Huntington, if only you were listening, you'd understand most of this.
He's the only one.
Him and my husband. And even though, I don't even know if he listens.
Oh.
Okay. So then, we have been Fangirl S and Jax for the Almost Human Podcast. And we look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Bye.
Laters.